Some of us have heard this story before. Well, all of us that were here at camp heard the story this week. And I think many of us have also heard the story before. Is that right? Can you imagine how Philip must have felt when Jesus said to him, "What are we going to give these people to eat?" You want me to give them something to eat? How are we going to do that? Have you ever been overwhelmed by everything that you thought you had to do? Carrie? Never. Carrie and Sarah are getting ready to go away tomorrow, and she just told me before the service she has 500 things left to do. And that may not be an exaggeration. We can be overwhelmed. Yes. But with lots of prayer and patience, they got the passport, so they are going. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by everything that the world needed? Have you ever felt that way? Then we might know how Philip felt. And then Andrew finds this one kid who has 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. When you heard about the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, what did you think? Pardon? Make sandwiches. Tuna fish sandwiches. I don't know if they had tuna. That's a thought. You thought not enough. Not nearly enough. Yeah. Good amount. You thought it was a good amount? Oh, I wonder if you kind of knew what was coming, did you? Did you think it was enough? Oh, for yourself. Oh, you were thinking, oh, good, I can eat. I see. I never thought before about how that was actually a lot of food for one kid to have. Did anybody else notice that? Yeah. So then it occurred to me, maybe he was selling it. Maybe this is the inventory that he had left. This was the best they could do on short notice in that place. But he had it. They had it. That young person offered what they had. I learned this week that bread in Arabic is the same word as the word for life. Does anybody speak Arabic here? No. Your friend does, yeah. Yeah, probably most of us know people that do. So I'm going to ask my friends who speak Arabic about this some more, but I learned that the word for bread is the same as the word for life. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. In fact, he said it right after this happened, and everybody got enough bread. I wonder, what we have that we can offer to Jesus, like that kid did. What do we have that we can offer? This past week, people offered all kinds of things. We had musicians offering their gifts. We had helpers of all kinds. We had leaders who stood and sat right up here. And this table was way over there, and this floor was covered in kids. And they all offered their enthusiasm and their voices and their ideas and their hands for crafts and activities and their friendship. Oh my goodness, the highlight of the week for me was watching all the friendships. Let me ask the kids, how many new friends did you make this week? 500. I think the exaggeration doesn't fall far from the tree. How many did you make, Jordana?
Four
new friends? Good friends, I bet. And you made a group name. What was your name?
Animal Camp.
Animal Camp, okay. And were you all, did you all choose animals to be? And which animal were you? You were a koala named Gray Gray. Okay, so Jordana, doesn't surprise me a bit, formed a gang. No, sorry, a club. Whichever. Right? How about you, Donovan? How many friends did you make? Hard to say, eh? Ah, but you made some new friends, didn't you? I know one of your good friends is Daniel. Yeah. Did you already know him before camp? Donovan is a veteran of Camp Spirit. How many Camp Spirits have you been to? Have you counted? Do you know Nancy? Yeah.
I think, and then 7 years old, go to 3 different camps. 8 years old, come to here.
Yeah. So starting with online camp a few years ago, starting here first, and then online during COVID, and then I know you've been to Peninsula, I know you've been here, where else have you been? Marpole. Pacific Spirit. Yeah, lots of them. Because for those who didn't know, Camp Spirit is a project of the region that started a number of years ago and has grown exponentially. And now it happens literally all over the province. 33 locations this year. And the staff has, of course, grown. So they have different teams that go to different churches. And they're busy all summer. And I think ours was one of the bigger ones with 40-plus kids. 15 staff. And how many volunteers? 25 over the whole week and before. we were so amazed, weren't we? We were a little worried. Okay, I was worried. Were you worried? Maybe not. I was a little worried that, you know, would we have enough volunteers? And wow, did we ever. People pitched in beforehand, got the place all ready. And we had lots of help all week. It was so great. For our meals in the kitchen, with crafts, all kinds of activities. And then Friday, when we were packing up, we couldn't believe it. More people came, and they got the place cleaned up and shipshape in like an hour. It was fast. It was amazing.
We had ice lattes.
Right. We're not supposed to tell them about those perks. No. The kitchen helpers made us a special treat every morning. We had iced lattes every week, well, iced coffees every week. Homemade. It was great. Yeah. It was marvelous. People offered themselves, their gifts, their time, their love, their energy. And Wendell wants to come next year, don't you, Wendell? You're going to volunteer next year. We're going to need lots of volunteers next year, too. There are so many gifts that people can offer. And when we offer our gifts, like that one kid did, the bread and the fish, and we offer it to God, it's amazing what God can do with our gifts. Truly. In God's hands, our offerings can go a long, long way. And everyone can have enough. What would happen, I wonder? What would happen if all of us shared what we have, shared from our gifts? And gave it to God. What might happen? I wonder. I wonder if everyone would have enough if we all shared what we have been given. How much would be left over?
No more.
No more? There would be enough for everyone. Everyone. God's dream is for everyone to have enough. For everyone to have the kind of community that we celebrated this past week at Camp Spirit. For everyone to have friends and feel safe and have fun and use their gifts and sing. To have enough. Enough bread, enough life for all. Thanks be to God. Let's sing. Let's stand.